Hey, g'day, Liam.
Hey, Hemo, how are you?
I'm going all right. Now, mate, Coral Sporting last night, but we're leading into 10 to 15 knot winds over the weekend. Does the Coral Sporting affect the fishing?
Oh, mate, I don't think it really does, me personally. You know, when you get in that real thick stuff, sometimes it's not as pleasant to fish, but I don't think it affects the fishing, nah.
No. All right, that's good.
I mean, the weather's good, eh?
You get that smell, though.
Yeah, you do. Yeah, it's just pain, but...
All right, 10 to 15 knot winds. We've got a little bit of rain forecast as well. Where would you recommend going over the weekend?
Oh, mate, look, honestly, the forecast tomorrow is good enough that you can go wherever you like. You've got a high tide at midday. The tides are still reasonably big, but dropping off pretty quick. Mm-hmm. So high tide midday, I'd probably go have a look in the deeper water, fish for a red emperor or an nenagai, and then as the tide builds, I'd get up. It should be warming up now. The sweetness should be right up in the shallows and the trout, so... That's what I'd be doing.
Uh-huh.
If you're in the creek and you can't get out, well, the barrow have just started to fire. There's still plenty of grunner. I've seen some big fingermark come out of the harbour through the week, so that'd be worth a look.
Nice. And
it's just good to see that less than 10 knots for a change, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, mate, I haven't been here, so I don't know what the weather's been like. But, yeah, I know the 10 to 15s are pretty good conditions to be out and about. Now, mate, whales, they still around or...?
Oh, you'll get the tail end of them. There'll be a few, but it'll be the tail end. Sort of the thicker stuff's all gone.
Yeah, just stay away from those. And what about crabs and prawns and that? Have we got to wait for some more rain?
Oh, I'd wait for some more rain. This is, like, typically our worst time of year for them. Probably, normally, like, the first bit of decent rain in November, they'll start firing back up again.
Yep, okay. And they should be a bit full of the muddies too, then.
You'd hope so, but it all depends on what rain we get.
Yeah, all right, mate. Well, up around the creeks and rivers, looking pretty good. Out in the water, out in the reef, it's looking pretty good. Around the harbours, looking pretty good. It's very rare that we actually say that. All good.
Yeah, it's because I'm going away. I'm away this weekend.
Oh,
so
hey. Where are you off to?
Yeah. Oh, down the sunny coast, playing an over 35, not that I want to admit that, but an over 35 soccer comp.
Okay. Oh, well, mate, don't worry about admitting being over 35. I can go a little bit bigger than that. My side of things. Saking your dad.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. He's double that.
All right, mate. If anybody wants a great deal, looking for bait, tackle, everything, complete angler down at Gladstone Harbour, eh?
That's it, mate.
Have a good weekend and good luck.
Cheers, mate. You have a good one.
As Liam with our fishing report here on 4CC. You can get a copy of the full fishing report too on our website if you go to 4CC.com.au. And it will also be shared on our Facebook page.